So this is the beginning of book M, capital M prime, July 29th, 2001, through March of 2002. It begins with continuing work on making this construct, which is called NAAC Omega, which probably dates back to an earlier thought on omega transformation, using an omega-type construct to introduce a stem cell factor. But anyway, it begins with PMC1, poly A, etc., etc. On this page one. Different strategies for the fluorescent genes being pursued in the following pages. Some new thoughts on Saturday, August 11th, page 15, the beta MHC promoter driving HRGN and pyrimousine allows selection for fetal type, that's cardiomyocytes. And the alpha MHC promoter driving CNN NAO allows selection for the adult type. Cardiomyocytes, and I need to have a means of selecting for fetal or adult, or fetal and adult, etc. A solution, and talking about different solutions to that type of problem on page 15. Rather nice set of results, almost certainly from SAGO on Wednesday, August 22nd, page 19, various fluorescent construct cells and the ability to separate them by cell sorting. So that the results with HRG and CTA and CTA show that three filter sets, that's one for green and one for cyan, whatever the other one was, will allow either or and discrimination, and tested with fact separation of ES cells, that it clearly the separation was very easy. Must have been writing grants at that time, because that's August 22nd, and the next entry is Saturday, September 1st, with a relief from grant writing, but with a comment that later on, Tuesday, October 23rd, blue beating cardiomyocytes were observed, and green. But anyway, relief from grant writing, Saturday, September 1st, doing an experiment in looking at candidates for BHR. GNAC. And since I, even at that time, would get muddled about what the constructs are, Sunday, September Second page, 23, is a review of the status of various assemblies, which are difficult to reconstruct at this time, and even then were not easy. So various constructs are being considered. And on Tuesday, September 11th, 9/11, a comment that the World Trade Center towers were destroyed by a hijacked aircraft. It was something that I remember also for a different reason. I was being interviewed by a reporter for as a recipient of the Lasker Award, and the lady who's interviewing me suddenly got very distracted and said there's something terrible happening in New York, and so the interview stopped, and we all were horrified to follow what happened at the World Trade Center. 9/11. 2001. Returning to Stella, the modelling, Sunday, September 16th, and Monday, September 17th. Looking at the old programme that had the whole of the angiotensinogen, angiotensin and ACE and so on construct. Thinking about adding the bradykinin part, because our experiments with the in animals are more and more convinced us that ACE inhibitors, for example, were important because of their effects on bradykinin rather than their effects on angiotensin 1 and angiotensin 2, despite the importance of angiotensin 2 in controlling blood pressure. So, Tuesday, September 18th, on that same page, a comment modified the program to allow ACE inhibition as a discrete function. See what happens. It in fact was did lead to publications. Still in the stellar mode, the following page, Friday, September 28th, and later October 8th, page 37, program switching, and this business about stable switching being considered again. With a little overnight diagram, almost incomprehensible, on page 36. Talking about autophosphorylation and dephosphorylation as being the controlling element in switching, and trying to make a program to do that. Some corrections of the ACE inhibition equations on page 39, Wednesday, October 3rd. Back to Vectors, Saturday, October 6th, page 41, New Vectors. Five prime homology, beta actin, HRGN, poly A, SV40, poly A, and then to go into the HBRT locus construct. Doesn't look very different from preceding ones, but it must have been some variant. Beta myosin heavy chain, driving puro with puro selection, and a green fluorescent protein on page 43, with the comment that after 7 to 8 days in puro myosin, the only surviving cells are beating, and they are stable, so that it was possible to use puromycin selection to isolate just beating cardiomyocytes. All of the cells that were surviving were beating, and all of them were fluorescent. Page 47, Friday, October 19th, Bingo. The first significant attempt at phosphorylation and dephosphorylation and autophosphorylation under stress worked to get a flip-flop type of construct. But it doesn't show hysteresis on reversal. So it worked partly. This rather simple stellar diagram illustrated on page 46. And continuing on the next few pages. Page 49, October 22nd, and very careful set of runs on Tuesday, Wednesday, October 23rd, 24th, page 51, which was changed the scan, still obtaining something right as illustrated by the sketch on page 50 at the 10 prime 53.2.9. That was one particular version of the program was a bit working. So it can give excellent hysteresis, although the meaning of it I wasn't yet clear of. Later on I did understand better what was happening. So this is page 53, Thursday, October 23rd, attempt to alter the construct of the model to give hysteresis. Page 57, Tuesday, November 27th, I make a comment of the grant was sent off, probably the last ever, query, exclamation mark, but in fact it wasn't. The end of my grant writing. At this point in the modelling, I had not yet appreciated that the switching, the reversal, was really partly an artifact of the stellar programming, that the stellar programs would carry out different elements, delta X or delta Y, changing delta X or delta Y or delta Z in a certain order. And that it would affect result if, depending on which order the events occurred, the delta changes. I'm not sure whether this will be recorded or not, but it's getting closer on Friday, November 30th, page 59. Can't get any simpler. Page 65, Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday, December 16th, shows the two things that were going on in my mind at that time, the programming, 8 notches, abrupt modification, etc., and on Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday, December 16th, looking at different promoters are driving the colored proteins with the idea that I could start with ESO and go to blue, or ESO is going to green and then switch between them. Yeah. Different concepts, again, pages after pages of this same type of work. Page 97, Friday, January 4th, is typical of the complexity of these experiments, which are difficult to decipher from this vantage point now, more than 10 years later. anything particularly remarkable in this part of the book, looking at different construct and different colonies obtained from them. With a typical, again, review of where things are at. Sunday, February 3rd, page 115. Review of the current status, mainly for alpha mass in heavy chain constructs, but with a little top note back from flying 172s in New Zealand for 3 weeks. I went with the two of Murray to New Zealand and had some wild flying with New Zealand instructors who seem to be able to, or seem to accept risks of bad weather in the mountains that I would never have attempted by myself. And I don't think any of us from the US really would have allowed ourselves to fly visual under the conditions that the New Zealand instructors allowed. It was a rather hair-raising set of adventures. So that was Sunday, February 3rd, review of the current status of the constructs with one, two, three, four, five different constructs being looked at, or elements. Animals are being obtained, so on Wednesday, February 7th, page 121, is a note on two agouti female pups which were born using the M prime 33 construct. Which is beta mass and heavy chain driving HRGN. Looking at the logic of these various experiments on page 135, Sunday, February 17th, the logic of adult normal going to fetal hypertrophic and the switch between the two. And the various factors which can stimulate a normal adult cell to become hypertrophic. Thinking about the need to find common factors that prevent all of these switches. Thank you. Hatred, and that's a eretic factor, hatred being constructs of that type being looked at on around page 151, Friday, March 1st, ENF constructs. Thinking about insulators, which turned out to be quite important. Page 153, Saturday, March 2nd, at the bottom with Dominic, it would be also be good to test insulators, what the effect of an insulator was when inserted into a construct. And Dominic used this quite effectively in his work, which was published. So ANF construct being sequenced on March 10th. With a review of the situation on March 14th, Thursday, page 161, which is looking at the status of the atrial natriuretic factor construct, which concludes this book.